Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. Scotty's insisting it's not snow, that it's merely raining outside. That looked like snow.
Hey.
What?
Well, I held my own investigation. I determined it was snow.
Okay. It's not snowing now. It's snowing.
And I went outside and it was snow.
All right. You brought your bicycle indoor. You biked this morning. You're a better person than I am.
Well, you should have seen all the crap I ate this weekend. There's no way. I needed to exercise.
Here's the thing. And I just made this decision. I'm just going to bite the bullet and I'm going to buy a whatever it is, like the parking pass or the garage pass or whatever it is. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to live under any sort of delusion anymore that I'm going to bicycle this month. It's not going to happen. I might bicycle occasionally, but I'm no longer going to claim that I'm bicycling to work more than I'm driving, because it's just not happening. And every time you park, well, you park in that parking garage, it's like $13. Man, I parked there on the day after Thanksgiving, and it was $13.95 for me to park there for a day. I mean, so screw that. So I made a decision this morning, and I was actually all ready to bicycle in this morning, and then I overslept a little bit, and then I walked outside, and it was just goddamn cold, just unbelievably cold.
Yeah.
And so I got in the car and I drove to work and whatever. And so I have come to that conclusion, and I ate badly this weekend too, just like you would not even believe. And the worst part is it wasn't even Thanksgiving eating badly. It was just. Like, I wasn't even eating badly on holiday food. It's just Laura's gone, and so there's no one there to regulate my junk food intake. And so, as a result, like, every meal is just pasta and, like, a packet of cheese sauce. And so I can't even begin to fathom the amount of calories I put into my body over the weekend. And I'm no longer going to spin this fiction that I'm going to be regularly exercising. So here's the deal that I'm going to make. What is today? Today's the 20 what? When is the first? The first is what, like, Friday?
Friday.
So I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the week. Maybe I'll bicycle, maybe I'll do whatever. But for the month of December, I'm writing off exercise. For the month of December, I'm not going to exercise. I'm going to eat badly, and I'm going to be okay with that.
That sounds wonderful.
I'm just making a mental so that at least then I won't have the daily letdown of claiming that I'm going to exercise and then not.
It's not working again.
I'm going to see.
There you go. So I feel fine.
Oh really? Is it only $5 a day on a 30-day basis to park there? Okay. Well, see, there you go. So I'm also, yeah.
Mention Scotty J.
tell him you heard
it. Ask about the free gift.
Tell him you heard it from Scotty J.
But Rick,
and receive a small plush teddy bear clutching an American flag.
If you take the bus, it's only $90 a month, and you don't have to pay for gas.
Yeah, but then I'm at the behest of other idiots, and here's the problem with that. The problem with taking the bus during the winter is, A, you're still standing outside in the cold, and B,
people smell.
That's the thing, is
even
people
worse.
Smell, and then you smell. Not you, Sarah Dillon, but maybe you, Sarah Dillon, if you're taking the bus, because you only got to be... Look, it's like putting something next to an onion in the refrigerator. If you're next to two stinky homeless guys, or even just normal guys who are just reeking of their own body...
Sitting next to a bear that just came out of hibernation.
And then by the time you walk into work, you're going to smell like... Look, here's a fact. You smell like whoever you sit next to on the bus. All right, when you get off the bus, now, if you're sitting next to somebody who is maybe swathed in a exotic yet understated perfume, you might smell fine when you get to work. If you're sitting next to a guy who smells of poop, you're going to smell like poop when you walk in the front door. That's just a sad fact.
Stop trying to justify you paying tons more for gas and parking than
not
taking public transportation.
I'm not justifying anything.
Just put on some headphones and bring a book and ignore everybody. And who cares if you smell? Bring some body spray. I'm still spending $90 a month at most, and you're going to be spending like $250.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not justifying at all. I'm saying for December, I'm not going to exercise. I'm just going to eat badly, and I'm going to pay for parking.
Then I'm going to have you sign a statement that you are not to bitch anything about your weight
December. You're riding with terrorists.
I won't bitch about my weight in December.
Okay.
No.
Not a word.
No.
A peep.
January?
For the month. And I don't complain about my weight anyway. For the month of December.
Oh, not about your weight or about any bad food that you eat?
Oh, I'll talk about it. I just won't complain about it. I'll go on endlessly because that's what I'm going
to
do for December.
Too much to ask.
For December, I'm going to eat badly.
Lucky
I'm not going to exercise. I'm just going to be slothful.
What could be more American?
I feel like, but you take a vacation from work, right? You take a vacation from, your day-to-day grind. Why not take a vacation from treating your body kindly?
Because you put on those 10 pounds, sometimes they're a lot harder to take off.
Oh, well, that's true. But I don't have to worry about that till January. I don't have to worry about that now.
When will you get to be middle-aged?
And you're going deaf and blind?
Yes.
You missed the best conversation before the show, where Sarah was noting that she's sitting there with, was it at Nate's house over a holiday? I can't hear the television! Can you turn it up? And it's like, they're fine.
And every time I leave the room, they turn it back down, and I could notice.
Because
they said it was blaring.
You're going deaf. Tim is going blind.
Yes.
So, which you weren't a while back.
No, when this program started, I simply wore contacts. And then I got bifocals, and now I'm on my second set of bifocals.
Me too, man. My left lens, especially my glasses, is like three times as thick as it was when I started working here.
Me too, it's my left side that's going bad.
And I've got a persistent ringing in my ears. So really working on this program, it will eventually kill us all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley.
It's snowing out.
Again.
Yeah. Too bad we don't have our storm thing.
Do we not have...
I believe it's in there somewhere under something else.
I don't even know... I don't even know what it's called. We used to have...
I think there were the stormtroopers.
Wait, hold on.
Here we go.
The other thing I can't find is our Joy of Christmas band. I gotta find that. All right, it's Tim Riley.
Hello again. We're here to put you into panic. As most media people are. It was snowing just a second ago here in downtown Portland, overlooking the very overpriced parking garage where Scotty J parks.
And we're lazy Rick is
going to. And now I will be parking for the month of December.
Well, anyway, you're in for a sloppy drive home this afternoon and evening. The forecast calls for snowfall increasing throughout the afternoon, with downtown Portland getting up to 1 inch.
Everybody panic.
Mm-hmm. Higher elevations such as the West Hills could see up to 3 inches. But unless you live there, and, if you live in the West Hills, chances are you don't have to leave your home because, well, you've inherited your wealth.
Which is great, because...
You go to the bowling alley in the basement.
You probably have a helicopter on the roof of your house anyway. And driving into the West Hills, which I've had to do a couple times, always to visit someone who was more well-off than myself. Mm-hmm. You know who lived up in the West Hills was Liz Wilde. I went to her house one time, and it's a whole long, sordid story I didn't want to talk about. But I went up to Liz Wilde's house one time, where I think she probably still owns a house that she can't pay for. I don't believe she's lived here for like 3 years, but I'm pretty sure she's still paying on a house up there somewhere. But I remember going up those windy-ass roads, and it's like, I don't understand how people get to and from wherever it is they're going up there.
Because you don't. You stay home.
You just sit there.
Pull out, it's delivered.
You just sit there and listen to the sound of your wealth accumulating in C notes.
Yeah. The only time you leave is to go to the coast the house on the coast. So what's causing all these problems, you ask? Well, thank you for asking. It is a low-pressure system offshore that's bringing these chilly Alaskan airs into this region. The storm will stick around through Wednesday, bringing freezing nighttime temperatures and causing you to drive off the road.
Fantastic. You're all going to die.
Well, this online video business going on is eroding television viewing. Some 43% who watch video from the internet are on a mobile device at least once a week say they're watching less television as a result. Time for the TV networks to panic. And online, the mobile viewing is on the rise. 3/4 of users say they now watch more than they did a year ago. But online video viewers are still in the minority, with only 9% of the population saying they do so regularly. The success of sites such as YouTube over the past year has helped open the door for those who want to find easy videos to watch on the internet. And comedian Ricky Gervais, whose audio and video podcasts have become hits on the web, say amateur video would never replace TV, but broadcasters should harness the power of the internet.
Fantastic. The great thing about that is now if I miss an episode or something, I can just go to some BitTorrent site or whatever and download it. So if I just need to... So what with all my eating and getting fatter, I can just sit... Which, and here's the thing, is that Lara has been gone. And so, now was most of your calorie intake in actual Thanksgiving food, or was it in like weird Wisconsin... Like, have a bucket full of gravy.
It was a lot. I eat a lot of cheese. A lot of cheese, a lot of meat.
I think that's a common food there.
Yeah, it was so good.
People of the land.
Had a lot of pizza.
Yeah.
A lot of pizza. But then, Thanksgiving dinner it was so good. Like, homemade mashed potatoes, turkey, green bean casserole kind of stuff.
So is that why you bicycled? You just had the sense of, the Thanksgiving calorie?
Oh, yes. I've just been hating myself.
Yeah.
I didn't stop at all. I could not stop myself. Like, every meal was... either consisted of a cheeseburger or pizza or some kind of turkey thing. All kinds of desserts.
The gift of shame.
It was so good, though.
So how much is it? But it's like $90 a month to ride the bus, right?
In Wisconsin?
No,
it's $1.70, each way. So it's roughly like $3.40.
So it's $3.40. Yeah. So that's times
so
5,
31
15.
Days.
So that's only like $70. That's like $70 a month, something like that. And then Scotty says it's like $5 a day for the garage or something here. All right.
And plus gas.
Now, that's the other thing. Well, no.
Because with all that inner city driving there and back, stopping and going, that's going to use up a lot of your gas.
The one that the Republicans have lost, you're really going to be punished by the oil company.
The thing about the bus, it's not that I'm opposed to riding the bus. I mean, you know, I've done that in the past before I had a bicycle. The thing about the bus
that I
hate... I
can tell you're in Rick Emerson obsessed mode.
I'm just saying. No, because you're trying to give me a guilt trip about not riding the bus.
You should be feeling a guilt trip.
Why should I feel a guilt trip?
Because Scotty J pays for parking every month. That's something Scotty J does. I thought you were concerned about the environment.
I am. When were you ever under the illusion that I was concerned about the environment?
Well, I know that you're
ever.
Cheap and you're concerned about money. And
I'm concerned about
money.
I'm concerned. Now, that is true. That's the thing. But again, just as one spends money on a vacation
you
from
want
work.
You want those polar bears to drown.
I don't care about the polar bears. I don't care about the polar bears, the ice caps, the children, the trees, the air, the water, birds.
Tipper Gore.
Other
Everyone
people.
Cares about the children.
I don't at all. Screw the children. Screw the children. That's the official statement of the Rick Emerson Show. That is our official position paper on the children and other living things. Screw them. No, I don't care about the environment at all. I do care about money, but, you know, it's...
There's nothing you can do about that.
But relaxation doesn't come cheap. That's all I'm saying. The only problem with the bus is that the irony is the time when you could take the bus, which is in the winter, is the time when the bus is always full because there's a million... Because a lot of guys who would typically bicycle are taking the bus. And that's when you're standing there, like, in the sleet, and two, three buses go by in a row, and they're full. And it's always when you're running late for work, and, like, you're waiting for that number nine to come by, and you see it cresting over the hill like a beacon, and it gets closer, and you're like, at last, I'm able to step out of the freezing blast wind. I'm able to get on the... Hello, stop. And it just goes right by. And the bus driver does that jerk of the thumb like, there's another one coming later. Except the second one is full, too. And you got to wait like three buses deep to be able to get onto one.
Oh, you see that ugly person's face is pressed up against the window. You get inside. That's exactly what they look like away from the window. And you walk as far away from them as possible.
You're stuck between...
Wait, do not talk to me.
Have you ever done this? Have you ever not had your headphones on? Like your battery's been dead, like the radio doesn't work, but you pretend that it's still working so that you don't have to speak to anybody?
I pretend to be on my cell phone sometimes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When I'm walking by someone with a clipboard in my neighborhood who's trying to accost me,
yeah.
I'll pick up my cell phone. They try talking to me. I'm like, leave me alone.
Instead of a marijuana legalization,
yeah.
You're just like, no time. Yeah.
Oh, see, you're more polite. I feel sassy. I'm like, hey, I live two blocks away from here. Stop harassing me. This is my neighborhood. Let me get a cup of coffee.
I just walk by those guys, and I was on Hawthorne yesterday going to Fred Meyer, and there was like one of the little gutter punks who was sitting there with the handout, and it's like those, you know. And here's the thing. I think we should all strike an agreement with the homeless people. You're allowed to ask me once when I walk by, but you got to hold up your end of the bargain. If you're going to sit there and collect change from people, your job is to use your brain and remember when you just asked me 5 minutes ago and I said no then.
Maybe they can mark you with a stick.
They can chalk me. they can
chalk your pant leg.
Totally. They can tag my ear so they can track my habits. If I walk by you once and you say, spare change, and I say, no, sorry, and I walk into the store, if I walk back out again 5 minutes later, you're not allowed to ask, why would I have become, I've got less money now. I just went into the store. If I had money to give you, it's gone now. Just lay off there, Chunky.
I heard the best line.
I was fat, too. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just heard the best line in response to those poll takers on the Max Friday from some lady. The noise around you on the Max train is like, you know, the devil flushed his toilet. And all these people ended up on the Max yelling and screaming at each other loudly, a million ringtones. And the woman's excuse was, this is my quiet time.
You're right.
I mean, she didn't want to be bothered by the poll because this was her quiet time.
What
it's like at work.
What a sad statement on her life that is. You're on a bus with a million belching, farting lunatics, and that's your quiet time. These are the moments of silent reflection. these are the moments where I'm supping out the sweet nectar of life. Oh, good God. Oh, man. Fantastic. Oh, all right. Well, we should do a story.
It stopped snowing.
Let's do... all right. Well, it's going to be snowing. It's going to be snowing off and on.
Well, we're going to warn you every time it starts and stops.
All right. Do we have a panicky... Do we have the panicky sounder?
We'll just play the snow watch every time.
All right. We should do that every time that people need to panic about something. All right.
This is my quiet time.
It's my moments of silent introspection. As there's some guy next to you scratching his groin and belching on the floor. Here's Tim Riley.
Double penis watch.
Here's your double
Take
penis
a look
watch.
Look at my enormous penis. And my troubles start a melting away.
I cherish these moments.
Enormous penis. And I am everything is going my way.
This is my own monastery. Part one.
A man who mailed a bomb to a doctor because he was angry about how his penis enlargement surgery turned out was sentenced Tuesday to 4 years and 10 months in prison. Blake Snyder, who's only 25, put the bomb in the mail February 11th in North Bloomfield, Ohio, addressed to the doctor in Chicago. Returning home,
yes, the worst part, he has no choice but to be the catcher.
So he called 911 and told police what he had done. The bomb was retrieved from the mail and destroyed. Nobody injured. The victim had complained to friends about the operation meant to enlarge his penis had left him with little more than a stump than anything else.
Little more than a stump. I wonder how you grade that. All right.
Part dear. This is Bangkok. A Thai...
I'm sorry.
The penis watch now takes you to Bangkok. A Thai Buddhist monk cut off his penis with a machete because he had an erection during meditation and declined to have it reattached, saying he was renouncing all earthly cares. A 35-year-old monk, whose name was held for privacy reasons, allowed medical staff at the hospital south of Baghdad to dress his wound but refused reattachment. We cleaned up the wound, gave him some stitches, but he declined to have it reattached because he said he had abandoned everything, including his penis. They declined to comment on the monk's erection, which a Bangkok-based Kham Chad Luk tabloid reported on its website.
And where?
Bangkok.
It's your double penis watch.
Take a look at my enormous penis. And my troubles start a-melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis. And everything is going my way.
This email says, Sarah seems to have a lot of anger about your decision not to bicycle during the month of December. What is the real cause of this frustration? Here's why. It's because... Go ahead.
Because I think you're a fake bike rider.
What a fake bike rider. What does
that
mean?
I'm saying you talk about bike riding all the time, and I see your bike parked out there like about 50% of the time.
But that's my thing, is I realize that as it has gotten colder, I've bicycled less and less. Right. And so that's my thing. So for the month of December,
I think maybe secretly I'm envious because I don't have $150 to spend on parking.
I don't really either, but it's like by the same token, I know that either A, here's the three things. A,
and I'm going to be stuck on the bus with the stinkies. I know this.
With the stinkies. Hey, we're the stinkies. But there's three things. A, and I've discussed this recently, that I'm having this real problem with oversleeping lately. And so it's like I wake up at 8, and when I wake up at 8, it's impractical to bicycle anyway. There's just no way. B, it's like the other day I had to go to CD Game Exchange, you know, and I had to go to like a meeting there. And there, it's just like on days like that, I have to drive. There's just no way. Like I can't bicycle from here to like Southeast McLaughlin and back to work. And then the third thing is, whatever the third thing was, the third thing is whatever. But here's my thing. You know, it's like when you're dieting, they always say that you shouldn't try to eat well every single day because inevitably what will happen is you'll fall off the wagon or you'll just start sneaking or snacking or whatever. They say that you should allot yourself time where you can just eat badly, you know, and you fall off your diet, and that makes it easier to maintain the rest of the time. So my thing is that lately I've been, like, I was bicycling 5 days a week for a long time, and then it was like four. And it was three, and it's like in little drips and dabs, I'm starting to become a guy who drives and sometimes bicycles, as opposed to a guy who bicycles and sometimes drives, which is what I was doing. And it's going to end up costing me more anyway if I continue to do it, because it's like $13 a day. So my thing is, that's why I'm setting myself, but see, you have to be external leverage here, because I'm setting myself just December. I'm setting aside December. I'm going to just bite the bullet and swallow it down.
January's just as miserable, though. And yeah. January's even more miserable, I think.
True, but I can't take like 3 months from bicycling, because then I'll just be a whale. I mean, I'll just be a big bulging sausage of a man, and that's no good. I'll just be all gloopy.
Okay, Tim and I will keep you in check. We'll let you know if you're putting on the pounds.
Yeah, so I will take December, and then you eat so much bad food in December anyway. I'm just going to get it all done. I'm going to wallow in my own sloth. Crepulence just for 1 month, and then at the end of that, man, then I will have gotten it out of my system, and then I'll have no excuse. I'd rather do that than to just slowly, gradually descend into a guy who's just driving all the time. It's going to cost me more anyway. So that's my thing. So now that you're just going to see how many calories I can pack into myself in just 1 month.
We should weigh you at the beginning of December and see how much you weigh at December 31st.
Okay. We can do that, and then okay. And then see if, and then that'll be in it. Now, here's the other thing. I got to tell you, I haven't weighed myself in almost 2 years.
I have no idea how much I weigh.
Do you not on a scale?
Mm-mm.
Tim, do you on a scale?
I do, and I know how much I weigh because I had to get on the scale with my dog at the vet and subtract my weight to find the dog's weight because he's...
Oh, he wouldn't stay on the scale?
I never thought of doing that. I'm always sitting there going, stay. God damn it. I'm always putting my dog on the scale. It never occurred to me to do it that way.
Yes.
I'm not very smart. You know why I don't have a scale? It is your fault, actually. It's because you made me bring the scale to work at Entercom that one day because you were insisting on weighing me because we were having that Cinco de Drinco party where you wanted to reveal, like, my waist size to everybody. So I brought the scale to our studio at Entercom, and then they just fired us, and I never, like, I just left it there. I never took it home. So we actually don't, I don't own a scale at all.
It's probably better for you in the long run. You're so obsessive compulsive anyway, you should not have a scale.
Because
just I can't have a scale.
Every single day, I would just be standing on it. And here's the thing is, I know how it would be. If I owned a scale, I would inevitably ramp up to having that, like, medical scale where you can, like, you know, all the way down to, like, ounces. You know, and, you know, milligrams or whatever the hell it is. So
you'd be a goal weight person with that movable triangle trying to always get to that point.
Here's the other thing I'm glad that I don't own. Body fat calipers. You know what I mean? Those things where, like, because that's really what it is. It's not your weight so much as it is your percentage of body, because muscle weighs more than fat. So as you exercise, you actually will gain weight sometimes, I tell myself, already preparing the rationalization. So I have no idea what I weigh right now. I know what my top weight is, the heaviest I've ever been. As an adult, and I know what my lowest weight is as an adult, and I don't know where I am on that right now. So
yeah, I don't know where I am either. I'm a little scared to get on the scale.
I'll weigh myself if you weigh yourself.
I'll weigh myself, but maybe we'll give the first two digits and then keep the last one as X. And then we can say how much.
Oh, like an ATM card.
I'm totally like the last four digits of your credit card number. Yeah. So will you give out the first two digits of what you weigh?
Maybe it depends on what those first two digits are, because I have no idea how much I weigh. What if I'm like 180 pounds and I don't realize it?
What if it's 2-1? Okay, well, you think on it, because I don't want to be the alone with just my ass out in the breeze as the fat guy.
Okay.
That's no good. There's got to be somebody.
And Tim doesn't need to be. Tim is healthy all year round. I've never seen
him. I always say the same thing.
And Scotty's rail thin anyway. I don't know what the hell goes on. I mean, I guess when you just sit there and just booze alone at night and vomit up blood in the morning, I guess you're not going to put on a lot of weight. So, you know what I'm saying?
He does walk up and down the stairs in the parking garage.
He has to walk out to the mailbox, Tony Soprano style, to get his new Pottery Barn catalog. All right. And we're running a little behind, so we might as well run a little bit more behind and say this. So we got Peter Carlin coming up at the top of the hour. After this break, we'll talk to Peter Carlin. At the top of the hour, we will have Lisa Goddard here. We'll ask her about that Russian spy as well. And so for somebody, we were looking for the world's largest blank of blank that we wanted to have to get some attention. Do you have an idea?
I saw the world's largest blank of... I saw a couple of world's largest things in Neillsville, Wisconsin.
Oh, I wonder what they would be.
World's largest...
Were they dairy-related?
Yes, they were both dairy-related.
World's largest cheese curd?
No, world's largest block of cheese, except for the cheese is long gone, so now it was just the box, and actually someone stole the box that wasn't loaded up.
So it was a plaque?
Yeah.
If you had been here years ago, you would have seen...
Chatty something, the world's largest talking cow, except for it didn't talk anymore.
We had a talking tree here.
So you saw a bunch of stuff that used to be there that is now gone.
Well, I took a picture with the giant talking cow.
Okay.
And that is all.
Somebody suggested, tell me what you think about this, because we were looking for world's largest blank of blank, and all of the suggestions were either hard to do or vile. You know, it was always like a lot of earwax and toenail clippings and so forth. What do you think of this? And here, this actually, it makes a lot of sense to me because it's local, it's kind of a Portland thing, it's easy to do, it's low cost, it could be seen for miles around, and we can tie it into the Christmas season.
Wow.
World's largest pyramid, and then we hoist it downtown right next to the tree. Until the cops come and tear it down and destroy it. World's largest beer, it's great! We probably wouldn't even need to buy any extra beer. Just tell
totally
the people in the audience.
Impractical.
How is it impractical?
How are we going to hoist the... Okay, I don't want to be a buzzkill. But how will we hoist a giant pyramid of beer cans?
It's a pyramid.
Downtown? Okay.
Oh, don't we have access to the top of the coin tower?
Can we just chuck it from there?
We should totally hang it off the top of the coin tower.
What, Paramount Hotel style?
Oh,
that didn't happen.
No. Is it raining men where you are? Hallelujah.
I feel awkward.
Well, see, but now I can make the it's raining men joke because you've already crossed
the
line.
Yeah, that person just never existed. Never.
No.
So we can make jokes because it never happened.
That's true.
Who can be offended when we're making jokes about a thing that didn't take place?
Like the moon landing.
Hallelujah, it's raining. Anywho, so Paramount Hotel style. I'm not suggesting that we throw the pyramid off the side of the coin.
Paramount Hotel doesn't advertise anywhere, do they?
They don't have to.
They don't need to.
No.
They got all the advertising they needed, I think.
I kind of like getting in that little dig every now and again, because you know they're a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
Let's associate their name. Word association.
I'm just saying, they got all the mentions they could ever need on this program about 3 weeks ago. How much could a pyramid possibly weigh? I mean, how tall would it... How many beer cans...
Are you talking about gluing them all together?
Well, I don't know. What if we took it down there in sections?
And then to the Paramount Hotel?
No, to the Pied Courtois Square. We hoist the world's largest beer... No, not to the Paramount Hotel. I think they've had enough of our radio program by now. We would find, I don't know, some way to hoist it. Like, what if you just got, like, 500 beer cans? You
There's made a Christmas tree down there right now.
But you put it next to the Christmas tree. How great is that? How
and,
Portland
and
is that?
And have, like, a keg for a stump?
Totally. There you go. See? How Portland is that? Where we just have a huge pyramid, and then we go downtown just gorilla style, and we just go, and we just hoist it right next to the tree and just leave it there until they make us take it away.
We could get Kink to sponsor it. They'll sponsor anything.
Yes.
Well, I guess what we'd really need is a big pickup truck or something.
Yeah, that's what I would see. And you get
like a flatbed truck.
And what if it wasn't like a one-dimensional pyramid, but in other words, if it was a three-dimensional pyramid.
And we could
pyramid.
Bring it in pieces like how they move those houses, like in halves.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like a prefabricated house, except it's a big pyramid. And again, it wouldn't be one row within one row on top. It wouldn't be one-dimensional. It would be a three-dimensional pyramid that then graduates. So it wouldn't be so much... a triangle as it would be like a cone, almost. Mm-hmm. Like a huge cone of beer cans.
Would it be a specific beer so that it's not all wonky?
It could be all PBR. You know, we could get it sponsored, maybe. Find somebody who wants to buy an annual to go with that. I mean, how great would that look on the news? You know, just a shot of the Christmas tree down there right next to it, just a huge PBR can Christmas tree.
The Paramount Hotel presents...
Got to quit talking about the Paramount Hotel. Because here's what's going to happen is I'm going to get off the air and the message light on my phone is going to be blinking. All right.
Well, it's their fault that they're lying to their public.
Oh, it's their fault for not having enough railings at the top of the hotel.
It's their fault for...
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a big silence there. Like I'm the one who said, throw it off the coin tower, Paramount Hotel style.
It's just so frustrating.
Somebody couldn't understand the wet floor sign that's in Spanish.
That's the top rooms where they were storing all their banana peels.
I bet it's just all up and running now and the wallpaper's replaced and all the chairs are fixed and nobody knows the wiser. There's probably someone staying there right now. You in the penthouse. Paramount Hotel. Somebody jumped to their death there a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know, we should start... Okay, here's the thing.
We should have a giveaway to stay in that room.
No, that's exactly not. Yeah, on New Year's Eve with an endless supply of liquor and razors. No, that's not what I was going to say. What a horrible thing to...
What? It's a penthouse suite of a really nice hotel.
What I was... What I was going to say is, I don't even know what I was going to say now. What I was going to say, we should start the rumor that the Paramount Hotel is haunted. That room, haunted.
We need to find out what room it is.
It's the...
It's the northwest corner. It's the northwest top
it's
corner.
It's the middle top window facing Michael's Clothiers, who are, I'm sure, happy to have the association as well. Well, there's no other geographic way for me to position the whole thing. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello, I just have one thing to say about the pyramid.
Yes.
Simpsons did it.
Oh, really? Is that true? Well, I mean, every party I ever went to did a pyramid. It's not like the Simpsons created that.
That's true. In Duff Gardens, they had the world's largest pyramid.
Well, but that's not real. See, this makes it even better that there is a Simpsons reference. Then we can say that it's meta, you know, that it's a comment on American pop culture as well.
And Springfield? Oh, where is it? Oregon?
How tall is a... see, there you go. Then we can make it... That's how we'll spin it to the city fathers when they try to have us arrested. That it's a Simpsons
Yeah, bro, give us all open container.
Does anybody know how tall the tree is downtown?
No.
All right. See, all we need to know is how tall the tree is downtown, how tall a can of, let's say, PBR is, and then you just divide the height of the tree by the PBR can. You figure out how many you need. I don't think you'd need that many.
It has to be at least one beer can taller than the tree.
Yeah, I mean, it's however tall, I don't know, it's probably two-thirds of the way up that that building right next to whatever, the Meyer and Frank building. So, all right, well, we'll figure it out. All right, thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. All right, thank you. Have we taken our 20?
No, we have not.
Oh, good God. All right, well, let's take a 20 break here and so forth. It's 503-733-2970. Let's get right back in form after the holiday season. Peter Carlin coming up. We've got, let's see, Peter Carlin is coming up. We've got Lisa Goddard, more of Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth, and so forth. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere.
And I hold it in Denver, and I just can't remember her name.